Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. On the morning of February 17, 1941, just hours before his arrest, St. Maximilian Kolbe dictated to Brother Arnold a burning insight. The Holy Spirit is the uncreated Immaculate Conception, and Mary is the created Immaculate Conception, because she is the perfect human expression of the Spirit. Now, this was not mere devotional language. It expressed a deep theological truth. Kolbe believed that Mary is so united to the Spirit that they act as one. In earlier writings, Kolbe said that Mary is, in a sense, the quasi-incarnation of the Holy Spirit. He didn't mean the Spirit became human. Mary and the Holy Spirit are two different persons, one human and one divine. But their union is so close that the Spirit chooses to work through Mary in everything. The result is that when the Spirit acts in the world, we often see only Mary. Just as the Son became visible in Jesus, the Spirit becomes visible in Mary. Not by becoming human, but by acting so closely through her that she shows us the Spirit's presence. Kolbe often called Mary the spouse of the Spirit, though he said that word was far too weak. He preferred to say she is almost the incarnation of the Spirit, because we encounter the Spirit in her. And he lived and died by this truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The Holy Spirit's mission is deeply maternal. The Spirit conceives Jesus in us, nourishes us, and helps us grow to become like Christ. But here's the key. The Spirit chooses to carry out this mission through Mary. Now, she's not divine, she's human, but she is the perfect human expression of the Spirit's motherly work. At the Annunciation, the Spirit came upon Mary and formed Jesus in her womb. At Pentecost, the same Spirit came down again, this time to form the church, with Mary right at the center. In both cases, the Spirit and Mary worked together, one divine, one human, one invisible, one visible. The Spirit's maternal love became real and present through Mary. And Mary's spiritual motherhood reveals what the Spirit does to conceive and form Christ within us. So, what the Spirit does spiritually, Mary shows us in the flesh. That's why we can say Mary is like a sacrament of the Spirit, a living sign through whom the Spirit acts. Just as the Spirit formed Jesus in Mary, the Spirit now forms Jesus in us through her. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Here's the tension. Isn't turning to Mary for everything suspiciously like another religion? Shouldn't we be focused on Jesus? That's a fair question. And it's one the gospel itself answers. We are Christians, followers of Christ. But what did Christ do? He lived for 30 years in intimate, personal relationship with Mary. At Cana, he allowed her intuition to prompt him to his first public miracle. At the cross, he entrusted the whole church to her. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles with Mary at the center. So, if we're going to imitate Christ, then we must do as he did. Live in constant communion with Mary, guided by the Spirit through her. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. In John chapter 19, the beloved disciple took Mary into his own home. The Greek translation tells us it wasn't just into his house, but into his soul. And that's the model for us. If the Spirit acts through Mary, and if Mary is the perfect human expression of the Spirit, then welcoming Mary is the most concrete and personal way to receive the maternal mission of the Holy Spirit. When we invite Mary into our daily life, we experience the Spirit's action, conceiving Jesus in us, educating us in his likeness, guiding us through the challenges of life with divine care. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Therefore, we should cultivate a personal relationship with Mary, not as an alternative to Jesus, but precisely to become like Jesus. Mary is not a detour, but the Spirit's chosen pathway. If Jesus, for 30 hidden years, entrusted himself to Mary's guidance, how much more should we? To follow Jesus is to imitate his way of life. He entrusted himself to Mary, so must we. When we allow Mary to mother us, the Spirit forms Christ within us. When we are led by Mary, we are led by the Spirit. This is the divine pattern revealed in Scripture and fulfilled in the Church. And the simplest way to live this is to become Mary's friend. Talk to her often, as one friend to another. Then pay attention to what she seems to be inspiring you to do. And take that first step. This good mother rejoices to see her little child take the first step, and when you stumble, she'll be right there to catch you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation other than the nice thunderstorm that's going on right now?
Other than the thunderstorm? See, I was kind of in a trance for the entire meditation because we're in the middle of a thunderstorm, but we're also on tornado watch. And I was just thinking, that would be a really lovely way to go out. Just sitting here recording the podcast. And then a nice big tornado.
But my problem, I wouldn't land in heaven. I would probably end up in Oz.
That is what happens when you get swept away by a tornado in Kansas.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere else, you're fine. But you do have to take a small layover in Oz first in Kansas. But especially, you know, have you ever, I don't know if I heard it in a homily or if it was just a story I heard or if you told it. The idea of if a priest was playing pool and suddenly found out the world was about to end.
That was St. John Bosco.
He said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What should he do? And if he's lived his life well, he should keep playing pool. That's how I felt suddenly about our job and the work that we do with the podcast, that I'm just at peace with what I'm doing right now, and I would just continue praying it.
So this tornado I see coming down our street, we should just continue with the conversation.
Yeah, we should just look at it. There is not a tornado that I can see right now.
So I Right now, I am reading a recent biography on St. Maximilian Kolbe. I thought I'd read pretty much everything in English on Kolbe. But there's
I know, because you stole this from me before I could. You intercepted my
gift
package.
Yes, one of our wonderful listeners sent you this gift of this biography.
I'd like to thank you, but I haven't seen the book yet.
I think it's called A Martyr and a Red Kimono.
Uh-huh.
Great book. Great book.
Mm-hmm.
But because it really highlights his work, Kolbe's work in Japan.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm editing Father Bartosek's book on the Holy Spirit and Mary from the perspective of Kolbe, because Father Bartosek is the greatest scholar in the world on all three of these things, Kolbe, the Holy Spirit, and Mary. And to be reading this biography and working on Bartosek's book, it's been so wonderful spending so much time thinking about these three things.
I can't wait for Bartosek's book to come out.
It
is.
I can't wait
to read both books, especially because Father Bartosek is such a good man. I would love to see him again in Poland and be able to tell him I read his book and loved it and talk about it with him.
Well, we're trying to get...
That's one of life's greatest goods.
We're working on getting it published in English. You'll love this. What was the last, from 2019, what was the most memorable image of Father Bartosek in 2019 when we were there?
That photo of you and him in front of that Marian statue.
Okay, that's one of them. But what else?
See, because I was thinking of that with, we have a very iconic photo. You and him together in a very nice little garden in front of Mary. And in the background, you can see our friend Cameron running past with a bag full of cherries.
That's it. You know what? In this book, this new book, one of the people from Japan was like the father of cherry trees in Japan. And as a gift, he sent hundreds of cherry trees to Neapolitana, the monastery in Poland. So those cherries...
That's so funny, because Cameron was just walking around Neapolitana and someone was just selling cherries. So he was like, I might as well. And he was running around. We're all teenagers right out of high school.
That was...
Senior year.
That was... The result, the fruit, literally the fruit of.
That's he. This why did man you never from, tell me that?
I just learned it yesterday.
And then we thought the fact that Cameron on this short trip to Poland went and just bought cherries was so funny. But then to find out later that we had photo evidence of it, because we caught him in the background of that photo.
Yeah.
And then when you and I went back
one year
four
ago.
Or 5 years later, we got exactly the same photo of you and Bartosek, and you guys do the exact same pose. You haven't changed a bit.
We haven't changed a bit. So I really
maybe we'll have to include those two photos.
I really want to help him get this book published, because he's the expert. And it was such a privilege being able to let him critique my little book on the Holy Spirit and Mary.
Yeah. Well, let that be a reminder for people. A, check out that book on Kolbe you said, which was called...
I think it's called A Martyr and a Red Kimono.
Mm-hmm.
Came out just not long ago.
Check out that one. Check out your book, which Father Bartosek helped you with. Three Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church.
Yep, Three Mothers,
and then
Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church.
Wait for Father Bartosek's book to come out.
Pray for Father Bartosek's
yes,
book to come out.
That'd be beautiful, because he really, really does deserve it. What a good man.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
We lived through this one.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.